Okay, I'm reloaded.
It's Dre Rocka, 92.5 The Beat of Salt Lake, All Rock Media, and you are listening to the Will Wonder Pod.
Bars, let's go, y'all. This is Gabino Grimes, Mike Masters Alliance, Rap Battle's finest out here in Utah. And you are now listening to one of my best friends' podcasts, the Will Wonder Pod.
Real quick, let me just start off by saying this is Peter Rosenberg, your forever 24/7 champion, host of the GP Podcast. And I want to shout out the Will Wonder Podcast.
What's going on? This is Brisk Warner, and you're checking on my man DJ Will Wonder on the Will Wonder Podcast. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Emerson Kennedy, world famous Scarlett Johansson lover, world renowned Jordan denier, and I hope you are tuning into my personal favorite podcast, the Will Wonder Podcast. That's my brother for real. He has terrible takes, but I'm still listening, man. Will, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's been a very long time. It feels like a very, very long time. June 27th was the last podcast that came out, and that podcast was essentially just telling you, hey, I'm taking a break. But we are back. Monday, I released a half of the Hip Hop 50 celebration. On that, I'm joined by my brothers, Mike, come on, Alex Thompson, Dre Rocka, and Steady Rock Michael Martinez. We discuss what hip hop means to us, the very first hip hop album we purchased with our own money, and we also talk about three essential hip hop albums everyone should listen to. Then we get into our top 10 MCs in hip hop history, and that becomes a bit of a debate. So make sure you check that out on the Will Wonder Pod YouTube. On today's episode, I have the second half of that hip hop celebration where myself, Dre Rocka, Steady Rock, and Mr. Come On Alex all discuss what should be on the soundtrack for hip hop's first 50 years. 20 songs total. We all got 5 songs each. And we play some music, we talk about it, and it becomes a big debate in certain parts. Now, audio-wise, I think everyone is pretty solid. There was some issues that we later found out with Mike Thompson's microphone. So he isn't going to be as crystal clear, but I feel like you're able to hear him, and I tried to do everything I could to make that audio right on this. So we will get into that here shortly. Sports-wise, there hasn't been a ton of crazy stuff since we left. We had Summer League NBA, which I was able to visit and attend 2 nights here in Salt Lake City. Had a lot of fun with that. Did some stuff with Jazz Nation. Outside of that, not a lot of sports stuff going on. Dame Lillard's still in Portland. James Harden's still in Philly. Seems like that's going to be a shit show through the rest of the offseason and probably into the regular season. But obviously, if something crazy happens, we'll jump on here and talk about it. Outside of sports, you know, if you follow the Will Wonder Pod Instagram, you may have saw me hanging out with, you know, my guys, Burt Kreischer, Cypher Sounds. Had a lot of fun doing that. That wasn't necessarily like I know those guys, but they were very down to earth when we were able to meet them backstage. Shout out to Dre Rocka for that. Just talked to Cypher, who, if you know me, you obviously, I mean, you're listening to this, you know, I'm a big hip hop fan. Cypher Sounds and Peter Rosenberg, who has a snippet on the new intro, which I hope you all enjoyed the new intro. Shout out to everyone who is on that. They started their podcast years ago, way before I even knew what a podcast was. It is called the Juan Epstein Podcast. It's now called Juan Ep is Life. It's gone through many different iterations, different names, but it's always been those two. So it was really cool getting to meet him, talk to him for about 30 to 40 minutes. And some of the other comics, Ralph Barbosa, who was very, very funny, just had a good time doing that. Since that time, you all may remember that I was having some back issues, had been working through those, but everything was feeling great. Everything was feeling right. And then a week ago today, as I'm recording this, which is Tuesday, couldn't walk. Had fire all down the left side of my leg, top of my foot went numb, big toe went numb. Couldn't walk, so went and got an x-ray. Turns out the lowest disc in my back is, for lack of a better term, not there, at least on the x-ray. So they say it's either a herniated disc or a degenerative disc. They got me on some steroids, which seemed to help with the pain, which I am now off. And today, I went and got an MRI. And I'll tell you this much. Never again in my life do I want to have an MRI. I had no idea I could get claustrophobic, because I guess I've just never been in that scenario before. But being in that machine, my mind started messing with me, which was a trip. They give you music to listen to, obviously. But by the time I was out of there, I don't know if I could have lasted another minute. I was real close to just grabbing the little emergency thing that pulls you out. I was sweaty, like sweaty. So, you know, had to give those scrubs back. And I'm assuming they wash those. But yeah, no good. So here shortly, I'm headed to the doctor to figure out exactly what is going on. From there, we find out if I can just do rehab, get a cortisone shot, do rehab, or if I have to have surgery. Now, by the time this comes out, I will have already known what's going on. Just send some good, positive vibes out there. Don't want to do surgery. I'm not interested in that at all. The rehab from that is awful, and oftentimes you have to have a second surgery. Back surgeries never necessarily go too well, from what I've read, and I've been reading a lot. So we will see on that. Now, podcast-wise, I have a lot of content that's ready to be shared with you. I have a number of interviews I've done that I think you guys will enjoy. The plan for this month, the month of August, is to release the interview on YouTube on either Monday or Tuesday, then give you your audio content Wednesday. So if you enjoy visuals, you enjoy watching YouTube interviews, make sure you subscribe to the Will Wonder Pod YouTube. Make sure you like all of those interviews. Make sure you share them, all of that good stuff. But like I said, have a lot of good stuff coming your way. And then we get into September. You know what September brings? Football season. So Hoop and Chacon will be back. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm excited for what we have going forward on the Will Wonder Pod. That was a much needed time off, but I promise you it was really only time off from releasing content. I was still doing a lot of stuff on the pod. Lastly, you may remember the past 2 years around this time of year, I have asked for you to vote the Will Wonder Pod for City Weekly's Best of Salt Lake, Best Local Podcast. Well, here we are again. I would really appreciate your vote. It's in the Media, People, and Politics tab for the voting. I'll have that link within the podcast description. It's time to be top three in this vote. Let's make it happen. I know you're out there. I know you listen. Thank you for that. I just need you to vote now. Outside of that, also the links in the podcast description will be the Spotify as well as Apple Music link to the Hip Hop 50 soundtrack, which we're getting ready to discuss right now. We are doing the soundtrack to hip hop. So the first 50 years of hip hop, this is the soundtrack. Now, what I told these guys to do, come with five songs that you believe should be on the soundtrack. One wild card. Maybe that wild card can get thrown in. To be real, we probably all have about 20 plus songs just to make sure that, you know, when someone takes one, you know, the other, you have one on the backup. So, Hip Hop 50 soundtrack. Okay, I'm just going to start because I think no matter what, this song has to be on there. And I probably should have had it.
Is it you just trump us?
No. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
But I believe that, this should be on the soundtrack to hip hop. Okay. Like, there's no question. And I hope this isn't too loud. But here we go. If we're all in agreement on Rapper's Delight, raise your hand.
What? Oh, hold on. Well, I think we need to get our 15 first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll be like, yo, we need to kick this off
okay.
or keep it on.
Okay. Rappers. Okay. Okay. We'll that do that after.
First,
you're right.
That was one of the first songs.
But. Just okay. Just shut up. Shut your mouth. All right, Dre, you go next. You plug in.
All right. The next one is from one of my favorite groups.
Baby. Oh.
Oh, what happened here?
It was you want me to plug it in?
Yeah. He's going to play his. God damn it. We went through this pre-production. All right. Go ahead, Dre. From one of your favorite groups.
Well, not even a group, but
does it have to be a group?
No, just
why'd you fucking say group?
Oh my God.
Don't say group then.
It's not playing now. I did have it. I apologize, Wonder.
Fun.
There baby. We go. This is
Grandmaster White Flash, Lines. Melly Mel, Furious Five. This was one of the first hip hop songs I ever learned. And if you really think about it, this is the first anti-drug song.
Oh, this is the okay.
Baby. But white lines blow away.
And if you were a BET Uncut head back in the day, I believe his name was Ashy Larry. He had a song called White Girls.
Made me lose my mind. Yeah.
Anyways, okay. White lines. All right, cool. Steady, go ahead and give me your first song. Go ahead and play it.
Okay.
Whatever. Oh.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Gotta be.
Yep.
Yeah. Straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucking name Ice Cube. Niggas wet attitude.
Yeah, it's definitely getting flagged, but it's all good. Oh. Okay, that's perfect.
That wasn't mine.
That was Big Rick Coleman.
Say, never mind, fool. Hey, hand him the bottom of that there. Okay. Goddamn. All right, Mike. What is your first song?
All right. This is a journey into sound.
For those who don't know, this is Eric B. and Rakim Paid in Full.
Yeah, this first like 2 minutes is all.
Yeah, this is the 7 minutes of funk mix, I believe.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
There it is. All right, so now, Dre, if you want to get the next one, and then I will go.
So you want me to go again?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll go after you.
Okay, okay.
What is your second song?
All right, my second song is still loading.
What you got over there?
Got bad internet.
It's Boost Mobile.
It's still going.
Okay, I'll go because I'm...
Oh, no, I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Here we go.
That's a good one.
The Fugees, off the score, Killing Me Softly. One of the most important hip-hop songs ever.
Beautiful. And my mom loved that song. Okay, my next song. It wouldn't be right if I didn't have these guys on here.
I'll do it.
This is from, again, one of my favorite albums of all time. Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet. This is none other than Fight the Power.
I hate you.
Okay. Next up.
That was dope. I think I listened to that when I... First benched 425.
Ooh.
We can talk about that later.
Okay. All right, big time.
We can talk about that later, though.
First time I heard that was...
Whoa, that wasn't me.
I think I know who that was. You got to turn the volume down. Yeah. Steady, your second song. Oof.
Don't sweat the technique.
Ooh, that was good.
On cue.
All right. Okay, hand that over to Mike. Don't sweat the technique. So, all right, we'll talk about this afterwards. Go ahead, Mike. Your second song, sir.
Look out for the cops. Cash flow. Word up. Two fives over here, baby. Word up.
This, of course, is none other than Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang!
Cream.
Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Yeah, I'll probably just put this on the audio version.
Queen, get the money.
Here we go. Dollar bills, tough.
It's like a good entree. Remember you were saying it's good? It's like a,
yeah. It's tasty.
So we're all picking four each, right?
Five okay. Each, and then we have a wild card. Those wild cards can be
Five?
Yeah.
I did 10. You better figure it out.
Yeah. Five each, and we have one wild card. The wild card could be a substitute if we all talk about it and agree that, okay, this song should probably be. Okay.
Okay, this is my third.
Yes, sir. Dre. Third. I think I have an idea of what.
Yo, G. The King started to rap the Kenny.
Kenny Hop.
Kenny Hop.
One of the greatest songs ever. I'm getting chills right now.
Mm-hmm.
I see him.
Oof.
It really is getting chills.
Incredible time, man. Incredible time in hip hop.
Through the wire.
Kanye West through the wire.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We're already at three. I didn't think it would move this fast.
Yeah, we're going too fast. Let's dissect this.
Okay, we can, because there's a lot to. There's a lot. Okay. This is next for me. And I think this guy has to be on there. We might have to argue about it.
Oof. Thought about this one.
This is Ghetto Boys. Mine's Playing Tricks. Toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Should have had that turned up. I listen to this all the time, but this is the perfect hip-hop October song. It's scary, it's spooky.
The video is classic, damn it.
Okay, Somebody's Playing Tricks from Ghetto Boys, We Can't Be Stopped. If you haven't seen that album cover, make sure you do that. Apparently it's a real picture. Yeah, Bushwick Bill all messed up in the hospital. Next up, Steady Rock, your third.
Hold on.
Hey. Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins.
Before my mother starts bitching about my friends.
Tough.
It's a good one.
Jesus. There's so many songs. We are.
Why did you limit us?
Because that's what it is, man. That's what makes it hard.
Or we just keep going.
This is the bonus album. Okay, Mike, your third song to be on Hip Hop 50 soundtrack.
Cultural impact for this one, for sure.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
It's great, Jen, man. It's great.
Jesus.
You know we haven't passed 90.
I know.
You can tell we're old hands.
Looking at my new ones, I'm like, I don't know if this should be on here anymore now.
I know it. I mean, you got to have some new songs. I mean, mine is slow as they go. But Dre, your fourth song, my friend.
All right. This one might make you happy.
Sheesh, okay.
Nazir. He wants me to cry live on air.
If I Rule the World, Lord featuring none other than Lauryn Hill.
Boogie. Life.
More chills. If an alien gets here and we give him this soundtrack, they got to hear this.
Yeah. Without cops harassing. I mean, that's on mine, too. That is on mine, too.
It was written.
This is fucking hard.
Should we extend this to, like...
No, this is what it is. There's 20 songs.
It's going to
be 20.
What number are we at?
This is our fourth. So I'm on number four.
I'm looking at the same thing. Like, when am I going to cut?
I'm on number four. I think, so I went back and forth with two songs, both to represent a certain time period, but also a certain region of the United States. And I can't believe I did this, but this is what I went with because I think it has to be on there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I was going to put my hat on there.
This,
good call.
For what Cash Money did, what Manny Fresh did,
And this song was enormous. And a big part of hip-hop is this Back That Ass Up culture. Okay? It's not lyrical.
Why not Two Live Crew then?
I think this is higher.
No, I respect it because obviously, yeah. I was a Cash Money soldier, I think, for like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
3 years.
Cash Money Millionaire or just soldier?
A soldier.
Okay. that was Juvenile, Manny Fresh, Lil Wayne, Back That Ass Up.
All right, this one. Let me preface it. So
when I can't first believe
saw this on BET, I try to find the album. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not out to this day. Oh, there's not a single. Oh, LimeWire wasn't invented yet. Oh, I just gotta watch TV. I gotta watch the video.
Yeah. Oh. Yo. I'm so glad you did this because it's all mine too.
I'm a pusher.
All along through tables.
And I just wanna let y'all know.
I'm your pusher.
Clips grinding. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing that. Hand him the that was on mine, and I'm like, how do I fit that and these other songs in there? I
also recognize I'm adhering to the 4 second maximum time.
Yeah, I don't even know if all this will make YouTube. This will for sure be on the audio version though. So everything else prior to will 100% make YouTube.
This song to me was like the Avengers coming together originally.
Oh wow!
Back in the early 90s.
God, this was on mine too. Thank God. Yes, Flavor in Your Ear, Craig Mack, who is the
R.I.P.
least popular guy on the record.
I know. I get more butt than ass
trains. When I get on the fast way.
Ski mask way.
Perfect Flavor in Your Ear. That remix.
Which
takes care of Diddy, takes care of that remix era, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
Perfect. Dre.
Was that real that they really promoted it with Big Macs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big Mac. Big Mac. Yeah. Craig Mac.
Was it that the CD inside?
Yeah. Yeah. So I just want to clarify.
Okay.
We're doing an honorable mention after this.
We are, but that honorable mention, that wild card, is only to be thrown in to argue that maybe it should be in there. Maybe we forgot a song.
Okay.
How many songs are on the playlist again?
There's 20. And just so everyone's clear, both of these, I'll have these in the podcast description, will be on Spotify and Apple Music. You can click those links.
Celebrating Hip Hop's 50th birthday.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this is my last one. This one was one that was impactful. This was an artist that I had on my list that you guys vetoed real quick. But this song, when it dropped, everybody's heads turned.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yep.
I had it on mine too.
Yep.
The thing with Lil Wayne, especially this Lil Wayne, he set up the next 15 years of hip hop after this from the artists that were going to be coming out.
Yep.
Artists that are popular today. So he is to blame for a lot of the bullshit you hear.
I just want to call out, I played the latest song, by the way.
Yeah, that's fast.
Yeah.
Because I had a hard time thinking of like new stuff being classic yet. I feel like we still got like 20 years for stuff that came out in 2010 to be considered classic.
Oh my God, I have too many. Okay.
I don't know.
I think Headlines is classic.
Okay.
This is tough.
Is it on your list, though?
No, it wasn't. Not at all.
I think this person has to have a song on hip hop's soundtrack. I think this person and the producer that they often collabed with absolutely have to be on hip hop soundtrack, and that would be none other than. Timbaland, Missy. Probably Missy. This is like the height of Missy Elliott, but I mean, she was great afterwards, great before.
She was on my top 10, by the way.
Here we go with this fucker.
These men decided to veto me. And you know how much Missy wrote? She wrote for a lot
incredible.
Of fucking. I feel like she's top 15 overall.
Yeah, no doubt.
Different conversation.
Okay, Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On off of Missy's So Addictive. Steady, this is your fifth song. After this, you will have one bonus. Let's hear it.
I love this song. let me just say that. It's been played at the Super Bowl.
Mm.
It's been played at the gym when I benched No, I'm just bullshit. But this artist has to be on.
Okay.
Maybe not your playlist.
I swear to God, if this is Drake.
Okay. I'm glad you did that because I had that too, and I'm like, I'm gonna have to throw it in the bonus. Yeah. No, this has to be on there.
Let me just
good pick.
Guitar alone.
4 seconds.
There you go.
You had one shot and one opportunity.
I agree with you 100% on that one.
To seize anything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? Oh, chills!
Spaghetti.
The palms were sweaty. Okay, Mike, your fifth song, my friend.
I do not feel comfortable about any of this.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I gave you the, and then you didn't.
Listen, I'm three Vizzies in.
Let that man live.
They're not even sponsoring yet. Don't say that.
Might not be his best song, but this song was mad impactful when it came out.
I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat
patrol. Rick Rubin.
Yeah, you get Rick Rubin in there. Who?
From the hood, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
Come on now.
Fuck. Yeah, that's okay.
And it's the documentary, just.
Okay, we are in the bonus. Okay, so these are songs that you didn't necessarily have in your top five, but you think has a shot to be on there, and maybe one of us forgot this song that you're about to play, Dre. What is your bonus?
Okay, my bonus comes from artists that we have talked about, and they actually did an album together.
Skate to one song.
God, I love this.
Watch the throne, baby.
Song is fire.
Niggas in Paris, Jay-Z, Kanye West.
I just call it Paris.
He just says brothers in Paris. Buddies.
Nope, I just call it Paris.
And the fact that his wife got robbed in Paris just made it even crazier. Yeah,
crazy.
She really did get robbed?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wasn't like millions too?
Yeah, it took all her jewelry.
Okay, I have two songs that
it was a conspiracy. I don't know.
I have two songs that I've been really going back and forth on for this bonus. I'm going to go with the newer song, though, because I don't believe we have anything somewhat new. That might have been the newest song that Dre, Watch the Throne, was probably, yes, the newest song. So we need something for the newer era, okay? And this is also tough. Because I want to play one song that has so many artists on it, but I can't do it because I don't think it was more impactful than this. Hold on, make sure this is right.
I instantly think about Monster. Okay.
You get Travis Scott, and more importantly, you get Drake.
Yeah, that's his rock, man.
Honestly, yeah, Travis Scott ruins this song.
You get Mike Dean on
the switch up.
Tay Keith, Hit Boy.
Oh my god.
It's a lot.
Drizzy saves the song.
He's such a hater.
He brings heat to CPR.
Oh my god.
Hey. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust into the dance.
That was my bonus. I had one other bonus, and I hope one of you guys throw it into yours, but I had to do something newer.
It has to be new. We have to pick something.
No. Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's why I did it.
We need to do an OG playlist.
That's the thing, man. We got to just, this is the parameters of this game. I made it.
I'm excited to see how you structure the playlist.
Yeah.
What song's going to which?
So I'm gonna get this.
I'm not done playing my old shit though.
I got a song right now.
Listen, you both have one bonus. Okay.
If you play the Fab Boys,
this can't be a deluxe album.
A positive song. Album. It's the Human Beatbox.
I'm not gonna lie. This is in my top five favorite hip hop songs of all time.
Perfect. Then that should be on here.
The Passion.
Rest in peace, I saw
him do this live.
Falling, I can't get up.
Dude, the realness is, yeah.
That's cool. That was a personal choice. It was a personal choice.
That's a good one.
Grand Champ is one of my favorite albums.
Grand Champ is
which is
really
crazy
good.
Because it got like,
oh, they like, people hated.
People
it.
Were hating. I'm like, that album is crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. On you, sir. The last bonus. The last.
Hate all of this.
The last. There's one artist that is not in here that I wanted to throw in so fucking bad.
Wait, let me see the list real quick. I just want to see a quick look at it.
My handwriting's bad, but there you go.
We haven't done no Kendrick. We haven't done no Cole.
I mean, Kendrick was the one. And there was Kendrick and, or there was Drake and Cole, and I was like, that doesn't really fit because it wasn't like a great song.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
There was One Train with ASAP and Joey Badass and Kendrick, and it was like, ah.
I really wanted to put Money Trees on here. Decided against it.
Okay.
We'll go with this one.
Holy shit. Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
Didn't have a choice, man. That sounds too good.
I can't believe I didn't. Yeah, I didn't play that, did I? Oh, that's okay. That I mean,
I had Players Ball on mine.
So did I. That was another one,
bro. I had Outkast on there too, and I couldn't.
I got like 10 more. Right.
How many of our top 10 are on there? That's the crazy thing.
Like your personal top 10?
Yeah. I have Nas. All of us had Nas at number what, 2?
I had not. Oh, you mean on
our top 10? Right? So, our top 10, how many of our top 10s are actually on here?
Jay's on there. Nas is on there.
No Biggie.
No Kendrick.
No Biggie. That's tough.
Big's on the remix to Flavor in Your Ear.
He's on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Rakim is. This is what I'm going to bring up here, fellas. We got 2 Rakim songs on the soundtrack of hip hop. I think we can, you know, we're going to get to that. We do have Cube. We have Pac, right?
Mm-mm. No Pac. I did have Dear Mama, but.
I had California Love, but I didn't get to it. Scarface. We do have Ghetto Boys Mind Playing Tricks. We don't have any Outkast. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to run through these. Okay. We're going to give, we're just going to say yes or no. If this should be on the soundtrack to hip hop's first 50 years.
And how many songs are there?
20 total.
Are we doing calls if we split?
Say that again?
Are we going to call somebody if we split?
I don't know. I hope we don't split.
I know. How many songs are on the sheet right now?
25.
No, there's 24. We all got one extra.
I thought we did 5.
Yeah, 20. And yeah, we did 5, and then we got
an
extra
one. An extra. So that'd be 24.
Oh, that's right. 4.
Hey, fuck y'all, all right? It's hip-hop, all right?
Is it 24?
Cottonwood? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just start this off. I thoroughly believe that Rapper's Delight should be on the soundtrack to hip hop's first 50 years. Who else agrees? Raise your hand.
Impact wise.
3.
This is an audio podcast, so yeah. Yay.
Yes.
Yeah. Say yay. Yeah. Oh yeah. We could probably just turn that off. Here, hit the record button.
Why? Why you guys turn content? Content.
Okay.
Content.
All right. Leave it on. Leave it recording. On. You're right. And I got a fucking okay. Rapper's Delight. We're going to go through my songs, then we will just go through Steady's, we'll go through Dre's, we'll go through Mike's. Public Enemy, Fight the Power. How many believe that this should be in hip-hop's? I do, obviously, because I said it. Steady, should this be in the soundtrack to hip-hop's first 50 years? I just need a yes or a no.
A lot of grunge over there.
He's thinking, man.
Let me hear the rest of them first.
Of mine or just all of them?
All of them.
Every song.
No.
All of mine.
I'm going to say no.
No? Mike?
I'm going to say yes because it's the most important political rap song of all time.
I'm right there with you.
Have you heard WAP?
Have you heard Donald Trump?
you know what?
take it back. Dre, should Public Enemy's Fight the Power be in the soundtrack for the first 50 years of hip hop?
I would say yay.
Okay, that one's in. P.E. Fight the Power.
Okay, here's the thing. What if we get to 10 before we get to the end of the list, before we get to Mike's list?
No, because listen to me. These bonuses are there in case something gets voted out, and I have some things to vote out. Ghetto Boys, Mind Playing Tricks. Obviously, I say yes. Steady Rock, what do you say?
I'm going to say yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mike.
I wanted to, but I'm going to say no.
No. Dre?
I'm going to say nay.
Okay. We're going to let that simmer. Okay. That's a maybe. Juvenile, back that ass up. I say yes.
Absolutely not.
Okay, let me try to change your mind here.
No, not yet. All right. Let's go to the verse first.
Yeah. Do what?
Vote.
Okay, all right. Mike, yes or no?
Hesitant yes.
Yes.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay, there we
party
go.
Song, man.
Juvenile. And then these aren't the, this isn't the Juvenile.
Come on now.
As soon as that first beat hits.
Cheeks will be clapping.
Boom. And Wayne's verse. Song.
Come on now.
Wayne was like 14 when that song.
He's
when
a child. Wrote,
come on, man.
It's just such a time. 19.
I don't know you guys.
Back enough for the 99 and the 2000s. That. Okay. I mean, listen, hip hop is all over the board.
Job like is that?
Missy's Get Your Freak On. Steady. Yes or no?
No.
No? Mike?
I really want it. I'm sorry, Rocker, but no.
Dre?
If it was a double album.
Ladies, I voted for you in the top 10. I'm going to vote for you right now. Absolutely. Be on there for number 4.
Okay. Well, that's a maybe because we're 2-2. So Ghetto Boy's Mind Playing Tricks is a maybe. Missy, Get Your Freak On is a maybe. I'm going to leave.
Oh, and the remix with Nelly Furtado?
Furtado? Furtado?
Man, making acts.
Furtado.
That's what I said.
You said Furtado.
I got a list.
Okay.
That's a clip. That's a short. That's
yeah. Furtado. I won't go into. I was going to say something. Never mind. She just recently performed. I don't know if you guys
yo,
saw.
Yo, she it. Mad awesome. Thick. Yo.
Who is?
No. Nelly Furtado.
Furtado.
Got the mags on her soon.
Yeah.
Mad thick.
Okay, let's go to Steady's. Straight out of Compton. I think this is probably a resounding yes, but we'll just make sure I say yes. Mike?
Yes.
Dre?
Yay.
Okay. Eric B. and Rakim, Don't Sweat the Technique. I'll go with you, Dre, first.
I like Juice better, so no.
Okay, Mike?
I like Painful better, so no.
I'm going to say no, too. I'm going to say no, too. I would rather have Painful. Okay.
Okay.
Easy E, Boys in the Hood. Okay. Okay. We're going to take a vote. Mike.
Yes.
No, you're Steady. He's Mike.
No.
No. Okay. Dre.
Yeah, I think it's one of Ice Cube's best fucking shit. Yeah, of course.
When he his writing, you mean?
Yeah, of course. Okay. He wrote the shit.
Okay. I'm going to say no, so we're tied there. And I'll get to why here in a moment. Clips grinding. I'm saying yes because it was a time. You get the Neptunes, you get Pusha, who's going to be around forever. And it just again, it was you talk about beating on the lunchroom tables. I think it has to be on there, but so me and Steady agree, Dre.
Absolutely, yeah, it has to be there. Even to this day, you go to lunchroom tables, that's still a rhyme pattern or a beat pattern that's still being used to this day.
You go to a lot of. What you been doing?
You go to a lunch table to fucking day with the pencil.
Have you guys seen that dude though? Like the dude on TikTok.
I've seen Sugar Free. Yeah, do that. Eminem, Lose Yourself. Mike, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Okay, Dre.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I do too. Okay.
What an incredible song, man. That record. Song. Oh, my God.
We're going to keep.
Some of the Super Bowl performance. Oh,
we're going to keep the bonus. We're going to go into Mike's now. The first one was Eric B. and Rakim, and it was. Why is my mind going blank? I didn't write it down.
Painful.
Painful. Yeah. God damn. I say yes.
I say yes as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Painful. Next up, Wu-Tang Cream. Dre, we'll start with you.
I think Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with, and Triumph definitely over those two, or over Cream. So I would say no.
I'm going to say yes.
I kind of say yes, too. I mean, I don't kind of. I do say yes.
It was actually on my list.
Over Triumph and Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with?
I mean, Cream
those
is
are dope, but how many people are rapping those compared to Cream, though? Just on the regular, on the average.
Yeah, season. But we're heads, yo.
I agree with you, but I had to do the most basic stuff that everybody's doing.
Okay.
Snoop, Gin, and Juice. Steady, we'll start with you.
Yes.
All right. Hold on, give me 1 second here. I just want to check something.
Check something for me.
Okay.
You got 8 right now?
Did we have nothing but a G-Thang on there?
That's on my list. It was on my list, but I couldn't.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks.
We're gonna go through something at the very end of this, but so.
It's a toss up between Gin and Juice and that for me, though.
Have we voted on Gin and Juice yet?
Nobody's played it. Nobody picked it. But that's gonna be something we can talk about in a minute. I'm gonna say yes. It's on. It's on. Sorry. Gin and Juice. Next up, Flavor in Your Ear, the remix, all of Bad Boy. You get Busta Rhymes in there as well. I say yes, and I want to point one thing out. I had this song as well as Annie Up's remix, and I was like, but I wanted to make sure Busta got on there, so I'm going to say yes to Flavor in Your Ear remix. Dre?
You know what's funny is I had Scenario on.
So
on
my list. The remix?
Yeah. Well, probably one of Busta's best verses ever. Yeah. But no, I would say no.
Okay. Steady.
I would say yeah.
There we go.
For it's the time there. Period.
I'm kind of surprised that one flew through.
Flavor.
For that time period.
Ear. Okay. Next up is Jay's 99 Problems. Dre.
Absolutely.
Steady.
Because I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like Armand Rita Sir?
I don't know. Am I under arrest?
Should I guess some more?
Well, you was doing 55 and a 54.
I'm going to say no.
No.
Like the top 50 of all time?
Said Nas bias.
It is. He's like, Ether should be on there.
I can see how he might disagree with this one, though. This one's kind of hit or miss for a lot of people.
I'm going to say yes, but...
you don't even have... Of course, everybody knows it.
99 problems. Okay, bonus. Boom. Keeping that. Okay, we're on Dre's. excuse me. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. White Lines. Steady.
Vision, dreams of passion flowing through my mind.
Vision, dreams of passion.
Yes, and because we need something to represent that early, which a lot of, I don't know if the listener demographics, but they may not even have heard of it, so this is going to be...
Okay.
Cool introduction.
Something like a phenomenon.
Mike.
You might have just convinced me because I was going to say no because I feel like the message is better. But you're right. I'm gonna
Can we switch those out, actually? No, I'm just bullshitting. They're both good.
It's my list, bro. Plus, Melly Mel would whop anyone on. Melly Mel's, what, 55? And he would whoop anybody on this list's ass.
Yeah. Well.
Big as fuck. He's buff as hell.
Oh, like fighting, yeah.
Yeah.
Like rapping, I don't know. He is yoked. He is yoked.
Yeah. All right, White Lines.
I don't know. If DMX was alive, he could scrap.
I know. I had to look at the list. I was like, could somebody beat him up? Fuji's Killing Me Softly. Mike, let's start with you.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially melodically. Gotta go with that.
Steady.
Yes. I want to know, was this on your guys' list, by the way?
It wasn't.
It wasn't, but I wanted to put it on there, though.
Okay. Okay. Killing Me Softly.
I didn't even think of the Fugees, to be honest.
One of the most important groups in hip-hop, but also when the Fugees broke up, they broke up hip-hop.
Wow. Okay. Expand on that a little bit.
So my thought is we had a very strong black woman that was the lead in this hip-hop group. Beautiful woman that could rhyme and sing. When this group broke, and obviously Wyclef's fucking genius mind as a producer. When this group broke up, it broke up a lot of black, proud, fucking, we're here, we're not going nowhere type of movement, type of feeling. And when this group broke up, that's when shit went to hell. I feel.
That's a good theory. I like that.
And we haven't had a strong black lead in hip hop since her.
Female.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about Lotto?
Someone's never heard of Ice Spice.
I mean, honestly, you can make an argument for a Nicki Minaj, but yeah, I mean, it's a different time,
yeah,
right?
I would, yeah.
But
Missy would be the one for me.
That being said, Lauryn Hill also has the essential album in hip hop. If you consider that hip hop, probably one of the greatest albums of all time.
Okay, all right, so...
So blame the Fugees for breaking up hip-hop, by the way.
For fucking up hip-hop for a while.
And they got a snitch in the group.
Well, he's not a snitch. He was funneling money.
He was an informant, right?
Prom was an informant.
Yeah.
Oh,
What was he snitching? He was an informant, but Wyclef made Dylan sound great. So. Yeah,
he did. Da Band, D-A-B-A-N-D. All right, Kanye West, Through the Wire, Mike.
Absolutely. My bad.
Dre, we know you said yes.
Yeah.
Okay, steady, thank you. Mike?
No.
Shaka Khan, come on. What are you doing?
I love it. I love it. I feel like there's better songs on that album.
You know, he made that beat too, right?
Yeah. I know. Don't worry. Ironic to have Jesus Walks on my list too. But
okay, here's my thought. I'm going to say no as well. But
hey, this is the
okay,
table.
Wait,
it's
wait,
not over.
Wait, we're going to get
debatable.
To it. We're going to get to it, and I'm going to tell you why. So I'm going to cross off what we put in there, okay? And we have some that are...
Miss Dash was in the video!
No, nah, we don't fuck with Miss Dash no more, dog.
Yeah. She was bad.
She was. Oh,
you know, God. She's not. Okay. No, Gin and Juice made it. Never mind. All right. Nas and Lauryn Hill, If I Ruled the World. Steady?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. I have that too. God, I cannot write. I ruled the world.
This paper's for you?
Yeah. Well, this is going to be something, and then I'm going to actually put the actual order. Okay. Next, Lil Wayne Amelie. Steady, we'll start with you.
Let these guys order first. Come back.
Order?
Pussy popping.
I got a double cheeseburger. Okay, Mike?
Yes.
Yes. I say yes too, so it's on there.
Steady, don't lean to your right too much, old.
You're going to block.
You're going to block the camera.
That was a hard one.
Probably put your laptop up now.
Okay, Amelie. So, gentlemen, here are what we have as maybes, where we split the vote, okay? We have, I'm going to put this on another paper. We have Eazy-E, Boys in the Hood.
Yes.
Without a doubt, yes.
Boys in the Hood. We have, what were the other ones? Kanye Through the Wire.
Eazy-E's still number one.
God, I can't fucking write.
Wire. W.
What was the other one we had that was a maybe?
Was it Missy?
Missy, Get Your Freak On. Mm-mm.
Ladies. I did it for y'all.
there's more, though, because we have five empty slots. So what else did we vote on here?
That we had two votes on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was split?
Yeah.
Wasn't 99 Problems on there?
Was it?
You said no, right?
I said no.
I said yes.
I think everybody said
yes. We have it here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's on it.
Boy, you thought I would have done a better job at this, huh? We took off Don't Sweat the Technique. That was just a no. Mm. Okay, so that's what that was.
Stag Lee, I think.
Stag Lee rolling with the MVP. It's going to be a wild card. Okay, well, here's the deal. We have these three right here. There's probably something I'm missing. Mine's Playing Tricks.
Got a voice.
And then we had one. No. Sorry, Steady. Playing Tricks. Okay.
My Playing Tricks, I said yes.
No, oh, I'm talking about, yeah, your Eric B. and Rakim Don't Sweat the Technique.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have four here that are maybes. Now, I want to bring in our bonuses. So, Travis Scott, Drake, Sicko Mode.
Nope.
That's a tough record, yo.
It's dope.
DMX.
Half of it, the first 20 seconds and the last minute.
Oh, my God. DMX slipping. Ice Cube. Today was a good day.
Classy.
Fuck.
A great story.
But more than slipping.
And then Watch the Throne, Jay-Z, Kanye West.
I mean, I should say absolutely.
More known.
Paris.
To general audience.
Niggas in Paris.
Okay, so there's four. So this is what we got to do, guys. Are any of these definitive yeses from us? So
how many do we have left?
We have five left, but we have four and four. I mean, we have eight here. So let's start with this. Watch the Throne. Paris.
Yes!
How many of you would say yes? Dre says yes. I think he was the one who played
On what's left?
I'm just saying, are any of these a yes for sure from you? Watch the Throne, Paris.
Yeah, we're going to see the rest of them.
You're going to say Paris. Dark Man X, slipping.
Well, just tell me, yes, would you
put... Are doing out of the
Because look, there's five available. There's four bonuses, which means we could throw in one of these, maybe. Okay, this is where the debate happens. Would you put Watch the Thrones Paris?
Why are those ones circled?
Because these are the ones that we picked. We said, one of us said in our top five, right. But the vote was split.
Right.
Right. So this bonus, these bonuses we threw out there, if we all agree yes, or three out of the four agree yes, then it's going to get thrown on there. Watch the Throne Paris. Steady.
Give me the other three. So I can make my decision.
Okay, Mike, would you put Watch the Thrones?
I'm kind of agreeing with him, though. So out of those four is what we're picking, right?
We could pick four of these and then only add one of these.
But Eazy-E should be on there.
Should he?
We're going to find out.
Straight Outta Compton's on there. That's my thought with Boys in the Hood.
I agree with that.
Straight Outta Compton's already on. I don't think we need Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, for the newer song, I'll say yes. That was a cultural moment for me.
Okay.
Wait, what song is that?
Paris.
Yeah. Oh, Paris. And what are the other three, though?
So, Dre, that was yours.
Absolutely. Mike says yes,
I say yes. So I think that's locked in. Next up, Ice Cube Today Was a Good Day. Now, this is a tough one because I said no easy Boys in the Hood because of NWA was on there. But Ice Cube's Today Was a Good Day is different to me.
Why?
Because it's such a great story. The whole song. It's like the definition of being an MC.
He fucked around and got a triple-double.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
But when that easy joint hits, you know what time it is.
Dog, when he said cook the breakfast with no hog, like that's... Come on, man.
And I feel like...
Everybody eats bacon in this bitch. What are you talking about?
I'm Muslim, my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
You really not even... You the fuck?
Alaykum salam.
I feel like...
It's like a bean pie.
Yeah, but I feel like Boys in the Hood, Straight out of Compton, very... Very similar feel.
If you ask the general masses, I guarantee you they're going to say Eazy-E.
I guarantee you might be wrong.
I don't.
What? I guarantee you, let's put a poll right now. They're going to say Eazy-E guaranteed. I will put $1.50 on that.
Out of Today's Was a Good Day and Eazy-E?
And the Eazy-E Boys in the Hood. I guarantee it.
You're saying Boys in the Hood wins?
Yes.
Out of over Today.
Hold on, but doesn't it trump it because Ice Cube actually wrote Boys in the Hood?
It doesn't matter. He didn't perform it. He couldn't perform it.
Okay, let's see. Let's just vote. Let's vote this.
I'm going to put that poll up.
Put that poll up.
I want to see this.
Pause.
There's no, that's not even, what? Okay, so today was a good day. I say yes. Mike?
I put it on there.
So oh, yeah. Yes. Dre?
Today was a good day.
Okay. We got one no from Steady. So that's probably going to be on there. Okay, DMX Slippin'. Steady is a yes. Mike?
No.
Dre?
Rest in peace, Darkman X. No.
I gotta go no too. I love that song, but I don't think it's on the soundtrack to hip hop's 51st years. Great song though.
Can we do a B side to the A side?
This needs to be deluxe. This needs to be a double album, dog.
Travis Scott, I already put it on there. And Drake Sicko Mode. Mike?
No.
Dre? I already know what he's saying.
No.
Okay. Well, it's gone. I disagree with you guys because I think you need something, you know, in the last 8 years, but that's okay. Okay. So that gives us two that are probably going on this list. Today was a good day. Watch the Throne. So now here we are. Eazy-E Boys in the Hood. Again, we've argued this out. What are your, you said yes? It needs to be on there. Mike, or Steady Rock.
Jesus. Yeah, I put it on there.
Okay.
That's my fucking list.
Mike?
No.
Dre?
Yes, I think Boys in the Hood should stay on.
Okay, I'm still a no on this. You need to tell me why. Because if we already have Straight out of Compton with Eazy, I feel like it don't need to be on there. That's the same era. It's just right there talking about the same type of shit.
Isn't that the reason we took off Rakim's song?
Yeah.
Like, they're doing the same thing. We don't want to double up.
Yeah.
They weren't doing the same thing. That was when Dre... Yeah, you're right. But I still want it on.
Okay, Kanye threw the wire. This was Dre's. Mike. Essentially, we're battling. We have two more songs that need to make this.
So, Through the Wire is a top 20 album, or record.
Okay, what do we got? What are the other three?
So we have four slots left?
Yeah. One, two, one.
But
two.
If we have four slots, we have three. Left, why can't we add those four on the bottom that are...
Because I think there may be some songs that we left out that we may want to just throw in there too. But we only get one. So,
changing the rules.
So Kanye's Through the Wire, Mike.
And what are the other three that we got left?
The other two here, Get Your Freak On, Mind's Playing Tricks. I'm going to tell you my thoughts with Through the Wire, why you guys think about it. Throne is on there. We got Kanye. Also have Jay.
If you don't want Easy on there, I would say Kanye and Mind Playing Tricks on Me. I would say those have to be on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting, yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
So you're going to say yes to Kanye.
Just for you, Dre.
Mike. Okay. So it's on there. I don't think it should be. That's okay. No, we're not done. Missy, Get Your Freak On. I'm saying yes. Mm-mm. Steady, no? Mike?
For the ladies, yes.
I think even like with Timbaland, too. There's nothing with Timbaland on here.
And you're not, beat-wise, you're not getting anything like that on that list.
No.
And so. That video...
Futuristic.
That's actually a good point. I was actually going to bring that up. Music video wise,
yeah.
Timbaland and Missy and them,
out of
top
here.
Level.
Out of here. Okay.
Just for the music video alone.
In your face, up in your mouth, give you a taste. Come on. Oh my okay. God.
No.
Just kidding. No.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Oh shit. My bad. Then we're down to Mind's Playing Tricks, right?
I don't like the way you crossed out Easy. Like
aggressive.
Yeah, mad aggressive. Yo.
Mind's Playing Tricks. I was the one who picked it, so I say yes. Dre?
No.
Mike?
Give me a bar off of that song right now.
That's the hard part. It's cultural, but it's like...
Staring at candles. That shit was on. Let me drop some shit. That night I can't sleep. I toss and turn.
I'm going to say for
me and ghetto boys, a trick or treat.
Robbing little kids for bags.
I'm going to say for personal reasons, just because I don't listen to it enough on my list out of all these, I'm going to say no.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
So that was no, no. Steady?
Yeah. Okay. We can argue. Like I said, this is debatable. It's 2-2 right now. Okay.
So the ones that we have in here, without a doubt, we need one more song. Okay? Because... Cubes, It Was a Good Day, made it. Watch the Throne, made it.
Can I go to the restroom?
Should we take a break? Should we hear from our sponsors?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can we?
Go ahead. I'd love that. I love editing.
Bro,
everyone's got to go, huh?
He was hurting.
Okay.
While they trip.
If you want to advertise on the Will Wonder Pod, you can email me at djwillwonderslc@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
All right, fellas, and we're back. Thanks for hanging in there with us as Steady pours his Corona Premier. Only 90 carbs in there, or calories.
ASMR section.
2 grams.
There ain't no 90 carbs.
He's like, that's my daily allotment. Okay, so here's the deal, fellas. We have one more song to add on here, and then I have some arguments, and I'm going to give them to you and give you some songs that we may be able to substitute. But 20. Let me tell you what we got here. We have 19 songs, okay? Rapper's Delight, Fight the Power, Back That Ass Up, Straight Outta Compton, Grindin', Lose Yourself, Paid in Full, Cream, Gin and Juice, Flavor in Your Ear, 99 Problems, White Lines, Killing Me Softly, If I Ruled the World, A Milli, Today Was a Good Day, Paris, Through the Wire, Get Your Freak On. So.
Everybody who made that list is... approaching 40.
Okay.
Tells you a lot about us.
So here's my thought. I think we need, and it doesn't have to be Sicko Mode. We need a newer song on
God's
here.
Plan.
So, okay, that's your pick. Okay, God's Plan. But we need something from either Drake or Kendrick or maybe Cole. I would say Drake or Kendrick.
Humble. I would say Humble, too.
Humble.
Kendrick. I would say All Right.
Okay.
I'm not gonna.
Backseat Freestyle.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
Okay, so here we go. This is what I'm gonna do.
My life.
But I'm telling you, God's plan. Every the masses are.
Here we go. So?
Nobody pray for me. If you're not there for me.
I was like, man, Kendrick sounds weird. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Syrup sandwiches.
Oh, I'm connected to the Wi-Fi. I'm like, why does everything look weird? Okay, so there's that, right? Some other options. I know that one of you guys have brought this one up.
Dre has something.
Hold on.
Yes. Although,
mm-hmm.
J-Rock was better than Kendrick on this song.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Can I play something?
Go ahead. Oh, you're disconnected from the Wi-Fi. You could have just asked me.
I went pee.
Okay.
King's
that's
dead.
That's an option. Steady. God's Plan's a great song.
Generations will know this. It's...
But is this... Okay, hold on. I've been
moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I ain't gonna lie, this song's hard.
It's a great song.
And think about it. When you play, she said, do you love me? I told her only partly. I only love my...
And my mom. Yeah.
Okay. There's an option.
What about No Role Models, though?
Mm-mm.
I love that song.
I like that song.
I don't think.
I like that song, but... Honestly, K-Dot...
Or Middle Child?
Over...
Dog, Middle Child, dog, the video, the meaning behind it, and it was Cole coming back, like, yo, we haven't seen him for a while.
Or was there a record bigger than this? No, okay, we already said no.
Honestly, so. Cole's freestyle on...
Funk? No.
L.A. Leakers.
L.A. Leakers just murdered anything he's ever done.
Great song,
but he's also a great beat maker too.
Yeah.
Okay,
so that has to be we have to take it underneath consideration.
Yeah.
The producer rapper, the one that makes the beat and then rhymes on the beat.
Kanye.
M.
Mm-hmm. M's on there. We got him.
But yeah, J. Cole. I mean, obviously he makes
fun. Yep.
So I think we're between Humble and God's Plan.
Can we extend the playlist?
No. Nope. But, no, but I have some arguments coming up that we're gonna, you know, we're going on an hour and 40 minutes. Hey, read that
about,
backwards.
What about I Don't Fuck With You? What about Big Sean?
Hold on, let me.
You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
We didn't even get to that.
Guys, let me. This was a song that I had thought of, and I was like, nah, it can't be. But I think if we're trying to set up the past 8 to 10, probably the past 10 years of hip hop, the best people in the game, I think this might be under consideration.
Come on, man.
We have a video for this as well. Which I'll post in the link.
You have ASAP, you have Kendrick, you have Drake, 2 Chainz. What are your thoughts? What are your teas?
Oh my gosh. I don't think he gets God's Plan out of here, though.
It's probably true.
It's hard to get God's Plan out of here. Now, we didn't even do Hustlin', Rick Ross.
I mean,
that was honorable mention.
So those 3 songs we got right there, Kendrick, Humble, Drake, God's Plan, ASAP, fucking problems with Drake, 2 Chainz, and Kendrick.
Oh. What about Meek? Nightmares.
Nah, he's out of here.
No, play Nightmares. Okay. He's like, no, play Nightmares.
I mean, Rick, I can play it, but we ain't in Philly.
Did you see Meek fall on the steps through the ice?
No. Bro.
Come on, man. That dude ain't fries at a pool. That's not cool.
Yeah, you don't count any fries at a pool.
In the pool?
In the pool. It was wet.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it's a cool song, but that's not on here. Okay, Humble.
I feel like Cole, it's not even like new. Like Cole, Kendrick,
but I mean, I'm not. Well, if we did new, like, it would be some shit that nobody wants to hear on this. Okay.
Fans don't like new. I mean, Lil Baby got his tour canceled. Nobody buying tickets. Nobody likes new hip hop.
It's true.
Humble, God's Plan, fucking problems. Probably getting fucking problems out of there.
Put that great Ice Spice Princess Diana on
in
there.
In Hamood. So which one, guys? Steady here on God's Plan. Correct?
I mean, I have to.
Okay. Mike?
Go with Humble out of all those 3.
Dre?
I think Humble gets God's Plan out of here. Humble was a diss on Drake.
Okay, this is what sucks. I like Kendrick a lot more than
but
Drake.
But I thought you wanted to go from the culture standpoint.
Okay, so here's my thought. Drizzy, right? Here's my thought. I think both of these should be on there. And you want to know what I think should get out of here on this? Let me go through some of my thoughts while you guys were gone, looking at this list. Great songs. Couple of songs may not need to be on here because they may be covered elsewhere. I'm going to start out like this, similar to what we did with Rakim, Paid in Full, similar to what we did with Eazy-E and Straight Outta Compton and Boys in the Hood. I don't think we need both Paris and 99 Problems as well as Through the Wire. So here's my thought.
I disagree because that's the reason why Hov is number one on our top 10.
He is. But here's the thing. 99 Problems, Paris, both very.
I think get Paris out of, like, for me, it'd be Paris to.
Out of those two?
To replay, yeah. Well,
I'd kind of kick off Paris too, even though I love playing that. And I love that song. I would rather keep Through the Wire and 99 Problems and get rid of Paris.
You can play that?
Paris?
On one instrument.
Yeah. The uke.
You see him play the uke? Bing, 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 don't get him around a campfire.
Get me out of here.
In those shoes
so
with toes.
Do three out of the four of us agree that Paris shouldn't be on this list?
In favor of God's plan.
In favor of throwing Humble.
You think God's plan gets Paris out of here? You are
bugging. I actually kind of agree with Rocket on that. Out of the two of those, I would pick Paris.
But would you also keep 99 Problems and Paris? This is what I'm saying.
99 Problems gets Paris gets God's plan out of here.
But this is the soundtrack. It's not like what I like more. Because if this is what I like more, if this is what I like more,
go to Google. Let's go to the streams. Let's see who has more streams. God's plan or Paris?
I don't want to look that. I don't know
how to
look that.
That's not even fair. That's not even fair.
Exactly.
So
game over.
My thought is
don't pass go. We don't collect 200.
So how about we just vote on it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like we're at a draw here.
Right? So what you're saying is Paris or 99 Problems?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. I think 99 Problems is a better record in telling a story. I think Paris is a better party record. And also, Paris has so many elements to where the song is great, but it's great for just a short amount of time. 99 Problems, I think the whole song is great. When you go into Paris and you get to... I don't really, you know...
I mean...
Son, do you know why I'm stopping you for?
With that breakdown, you wouldn't have Travis Scott's...
I only threw that... Well, no, that's a longer song. And also, there's something that comes after that. But... I mean, Travis Scott didn't make it anyways.
What's your guys' vote? 99 Problems or Paris?
I have to go 99 with 99. Yeah. I put it on there, so 99 for me.
Yeah, same.
Out of the two.
Okay, we're going to get Paris out of here, which gives us Humble and God's Plan, which I think is good because then that adds, you know, the past 10 years of hip-hop, the best guys in it.
Yeah.
One more thing I need to add to this that I think should be... One song should be removed. And I might catch a lot of heat for this. I think Killing Me Softly should not be on here. And here's why. Only because we have If I Ruled the World. We get to hear Lauryn Hill on there. I think Killing Me Softly is a good record. I don't think it's a top 20 record all time. And I think there are some records potentially that could replace it. But what are your guys' thoughts?
Play them both. Run them both back.
Play play Killing Me Softly.
Here's the thing. You're in an arena. Hip-hop fans everywhere. You throw on Killing Me Softly.
Everyone's
well, what's going to happen? Everybody's going crazy.
Okay. You don't love women.
I love women. I was the only one who put Missy on here.
You don't love black women.
I think my wife would disagree.
You know what?
I did have
Meth and Mary J on here as well.
Oh, that's
a great song.
I'll be.
But I think we're leaving somebody out of this that needs to be in it. And this may not be the best song for them to put on here, but I think that they need to be on here somewhere and we need to pick a song for them because they are either the first or second most influential group in hip hop history.
Boom.
Outkast. Well, I told you Players Ball.
I agree with that one. With that one.
So
I want to say this song.
Outside of, you know, Hey Ya. This is their most streamed song, actually. Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies' mamas. Miss Jackson, I think, fills a solid void.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of South in there, do we?
Not a lot of South, but also we go from like 96, well, I guess 99 to 2000s with Juvenile.
We got hella South. We got Juvenile, Clips.
Clips is, okay, Virginia, sure.
Virginia.
Wayne. I think Louis Juvenile is
Wayne. But I think Outkast has to be on there.
Missy.
I really don't count Virginia as the South. I know I should, but I don't.
He doesn't believe in geography.
He's black, so, and geography.
That one, there's also another one that I think is a huge record. And
this is the one.
I was good skin.
This is the one. I would also, even though this is technically UGK.
UGK. If this message gets you down, then Killing Me Softly, International Players Anthem. Dre's just shaking his head.
Nah, Fuji's gets this song out of here. Peninsula, maybe. Another poll.
What do you want me to jump in turns off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Strumming his fingers.
Because I love that, but what about the time? And there was a time.
Morris Day.
When this shit was hitting.
I mean, that's.
I love it, but now.
That was very short, but I do love that.
But there was a time when it was running the game.
I would go with Grills over that.
Oh, no way.
What the?
Yeah, I would.
Nelly? I mean, I love St. Louis, but.
What?
Okay, so. I propose, and we know we'll wrap this up soon. We're getting long winded here. I propose we take off Killing Me Softly and throw on either, and I'm open to either, Miss Jackson. Or International Players Anthem.
Are you wanting to just stay South? Is that what you want?
No.
What about this?
Oh, y'all niggas killers, man.
Okay, I love Mobb Deep. I love Prodigy. That's not happening. Okay, now you're just going to be playing random shit.
Yo, Shook Ones 2?
That was on my list.
Shook Ones 2 is great.
I think Keep It Thorough, though, needs to be on there.
Okay, we're not doing that. I'm just saying, I feel... And also, one thing I wanted to point out...
Sir Mix-a-Lot?
One thing I wanted to point out was I love Gin and Juice, but I feel like Nothing But a G Thing should be on there instead of it.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, I'm going to agree with that.
What's my name?
It was actually my name. So it was on the list. Did I not play that?
Nothing But a G Thing? No.
It's on my list too, but I also did do Gin and Juice. Go either way.
You ain't gonna get me voting Fuji's off this list. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine, but if the other three of us do with my proposal. Okay, let's stick with that first. Let's just focus on that. Do we want to get rid of Fuji's and throw in an Outkast? What is more?
Think about that melody, that line she hits, right?
Whoa.
If we did put in Outkast, though, it would be Miss Jackson for me.
La 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 la.
He sold me. He sold me.
Whoa. La.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay. Come right. on, man.
I guess we'll just go ahead and not have the highest selling hip hop group of all time, and then also one of the most influential. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
This is great.
I'm trying to look at this list to see how we can put it.
Soundscape?
SoundScan. Get the numbers.
I would,
sounds
okay.
Like a Drake fan.
They outsold Bone?
Yeah. okay, so, I mean, I guess we're just not having Outkast on there then.
In all honesty, if you guys want Outkast.
I just feel with Lauryn Hill on If I Ruled the World, you get Lauryn Hill. Nobody's checking for, not to be disrespectful to Wyclef or Pros, nobody's checking for them.
I would be more inclined to take Nas off than the Fugees.
No, I couldn't. That Nas record is... I mean, that's me, though. What do you guys think? Would you rather take Nas, If I Ruled the World, off and instead of Fuji's killing me softly.
Because you have to have Nas representation, like you.
I think so. Mike?
I agree. That's not my favorite Nas song by far, but kind of have to have moments.
Yeah. So are we crossing off Killing Me Softly? Much to Dre's dismay.
I don't even like this for you, dog. Killing Me Softly is fire, so.
We could do New York State of Mind instead of the...
No.
No. And then, I mean, if we do that, I mean, essentially what I'm trying to say is we need to get a Outkast song on here.
Why? Because you're wearing the shirt today?
No.
Yeah, the gym.
They're just so, I mean, name a more influential group maybe outside of NWA in hip-hop.
Tribe. Bone.
More than Outkast?
De La.
Ugh. Bone? Who did they influence? Post. They're coming out. I love Bone. But who do you ever hear? Who do you ever hear being like, "Yeah,
you don't want to get paid"?
I love Bone.
Me at the crossroads.
Got to make a heavy decision.
When the green, I miss my dog, Charles. Yo, you remember that Key and Peele skit?
Yeah,
he don't call me no more.
Maybe we're just beating a dead horse at this point. So is this what we want to have? I'll go through these songs again. Rapper's Delight.
Man, get God's Plan out of here if you want Outkast.
Fight. Hey, I actually agree with you on that one.
I think God's Plan and Humble both need to be on there. Rapper's Delight, Fight the Power. And I'm going to reorder these on the actual soundtrack. Back That Ass Up, Straight Out of Compton.
Get Back That Ass Up, man. I'd rather have Outkast on.
No, here's the thing. We only say that because it's outplayed. But that is a very cultural record.
It's huge.
That is a huge record.
The 99 in the 2000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Asses were clapping, Mike. Come on now.
Clickety-clack. Clips, Grinding. Eminem, Lose Yourself. Rakim, Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full. Wu-Tang Clan, Cream. Snoop, Gin and Juice. I would go with Nothing But G-Thing, but if we don't want to do that, that's fine.
I would actually do that.
Yeah, I vote for that. That's fine.
Nothing But a G-Thing?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we're doing that.
Hurts a little bit.
That's but you get Dre and Snoop, and like one of the best albums ever. Okay. The Flavor in Your Ear remix.
I could go Outkast over that song.
No, I think there has to be something from Diddy, and that has Big, that has Busta, and it shows the remix. Stop it. 99 Problems. White Lines. Dre loves this song. I'd be okay with getting White Lines out of here.
I kind of agree.
But the fuck, man.
Killing Me Softly.
I'm about to take your whole list off this thing.
If I Ruled the World, A Millie, Today Was a Good Day, Humble, Through the Wire, Get Your Freak On, God's Plan. So we're fine with that. We don't want to take off Killing Me Softly for an Outkast song.
He's really trying.
Honestly, I listen to Outkast 10 times more than I listen to Missy.
Wow.
I listen to Outkast. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I listen to it more than...
I think Missy and Timbaland have to be here somewhere. Or Timbaland at minimum. Right. But I think Missy and that song, the way it sounds... Because nothing on here sounds like that.
Promiscuous girl.
God. All right, I think that's it. We're not going to add Outkast, and I'm just going to have to be upset about it.
You can take off White Lines, and you can put Outkast. That's fine. We got representation of the old heads with Rapper's Delight.
Put it to a vote?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm fine with that.
You know what? White Lines was the... And it has something for me because it was the first hip-hop record that I learned word for word.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was, and on top of that, I introduced Melly Mel... At concert, like on stage.
Yeah.
And he performed that song. I'm going to cry. But no, I'm good with getting him off because we have Rapper's Delight up here.
Okay.
So we can put Outkast
in. So Miss Jackson or International Players Anthem?
Players Ball. We doing?
Players Ball?
Agree with Dre on that one.
Come on.
Over International Players Anthem? What?
That's UGK.
But it's both.
And no, it's more UGK.
No, it's...
But you ask ahead.
Mostly Dre.
And this is really when Andre gets in his bag.
We have Flavor in the Ear, though, which is mostly Craig Mack.
I love Players Ball, too, but...
Go Players Ball.
The internet...
There's also this too. Hold on, let me get to it.
We're not doing Miss Jackson.
Bro, Miss Jackson's a huge record.
When this dropped though,
Bombs on Baghdad.
I love that, but that won't be on
there. That won't be on there, yeah.
Hold on, my bad. Players Ball, you said, correct?
Yeah.
Players Ball, no. That's like their eighth biggest and best song.
I'm telling you my favorite, okay?
Let's do Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music.
AT Aliens.
Oh.
AT Aliens is good.
Cooler than a polar bear's toe.
No, this is a great song.
It does not beat International Players.
Yeah.
It's the first album, is it?
Yeah. This is the biggest record, though.
I don't think Miss Jackson fits in this playlist, though. If we're going to do it, we'll do UGK.
Come on now.
All right.
Everyone knows this song.
All right.
It's a UGK song, bro.
When this drops, can I have the Henny in me? Holla at your boy.
All right.
I feel like it's a Sunday morning and I'm cooking eggs.
Yeah.
What about when it drops?
Except for when Pimp C comes in. My just abuse it. Lover never fuck without a rubber. Sorry. I don't have the edited version.
Wait, read that list again, because there's a couple more we can take off.
Okay, here we go. Rapper's Delight. Public Enemy, Fight the Power. Juvenile, Back That Ass Up. Straight Out of Compton. Really, no, I'm not stopping. It's on there.
Are we doing what was culturally impactful? Yeah. Or what?
I mean, just what the first 50 years, what should be on the soundtrack? Now, we skipped a shitload of the 80s. Like, there's no Slick Rick. I guess we have Eric B. and Rakim, and we have P.E. We're good. Okay, let me go through this. Clips Grinding, Eminem Lose Yourself, Rakim Paid in Full, Wu-Tang Clan Cream, Dre and Snoop, Nothing But a G Thing, Flavor in Your Ear Remix, Jay-Z 99 Problems, UGK International Players Anthem, Fugees Killing Me Softly, Nas If I Ruled the World featuring Lauryn Hill from the Fugees.
I still think New York
Lil State of Wayne, Mine. Lil Wayne, Amelie, Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day.
That's just me.
You think what?
New York State of Mind.
No.
Over this.
Humble, Kanye Through the Wire, Missy Get Your Freak On, God's Plan. Now, this isn't the order, but this is, and I'll do the order not while we're talking.
In the Club should be on there. It's the official birthday song.
New York State of Mind over that song? You don't agree?
Over If I Ruled the World? Yeah. I like If I Ruled the World.
Yeah, you like it, but... was
carrying for a decade. I'm surprised you missed that one.
Which one? In the Club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do we take off Fugees?
No!
Well, what would you take off? I mean, what? I agree probably In the Club should be on there. But does that mean that Missy's out of here? Does that mean that Through the Wire's gone?
Honestly, if people who are listening to this playlist, they're going to skip past... Sugar Hill Gang. They're not going to give a shit about
it. But that's the soundtrack. Catalyst, that's the birth. That's the genesis. Okay,
the International Players Anthem had nowhere near the impact of In the Club. So we're going to put it on there?
So we're taking off International Players Anthem.
Yeah, if we're looking at cultural impact, yeah.
We don't have no KRS-One in there.
We don't. I thought about
Step Into His World.
Too. It's just tough.
We don't have any Cypress Hill.
We have a lot of misses, man. We're going to miss out on a insane lot of stuff.
It's 20 songs. Insane in it's the 20 songs. Nah, we're not putting that on there. I love Cypress Hill. We're not putting that on there. So what would you do?
The Light. We miss Common.
Common, yep.
Cypress Hill over Common any day.
So what would you take off?
Common is garbage compared to Cypress
Okay,
Hill.
Calm down. What would you take off?
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. I'd like to tell you...
Insane in the Brain? Oh, that's going down in history.
Well, then we got to put House of Pain on there, too, then.
Yeah.
What?
All right. Jump Around? Arguably is a bigger record than most of these on here.
Okay, we're going to have one more discussion here. And it's all around this.
Okay, then we got to put Vanilla Ice on there.
No.
He ran the game for 10 years.
I mean, then we got to put MC Hammer.
It's all around this.
Yes.
Does this go on there and replace something?
That would replace International Players Anthem, and I love both, but if we're talking about cultural impact.
It's your birthday.
All right.
Now, what? I don't know. That's my opinion, and I love UGK.
Is Hustler's Ambition on your gym list?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Hustler's Ambition's on my list. It's on my top.
Do you have Apple Music?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you my...
I still want to get Fugees out of here. That's fine. Because this is getting long. We'll just run with that. So 50 replaces International Players Anthem, which is a great fucking song.
We just put them on there.
I know.
That's how good of a song and how much it impacted is that. We didn't argue about that at all.
Is it our age? Is it our demographic? Is it our region? Is that why we get it out of here?
Players, international players anthem. I don't want to get it out of here. I want to fucking have it on there. I want to get the Fugees off because we already have Lauryn Hill. But
it's crazy that we don't have In the Club on this list, though.
I put it up.
But I'm just saying in general, like
we didn't even bring it up until now.
Yeah.
Fifth in general.
All right. Well,
why do you want to get this stuff at all? The Fugees out
there. We have it. I just because, like I said,
he doesn't like
people
were
checking for Lauryn Hill, which we have on Nas's If I Ruled the World, and it gives you the same vibe as Killing Me Softly.
We'll play it. We haven't heard it. Play it back to back.
State of Mind is
play New York State of Mind just so he can
it's
be
not
happy.
It's not going it's on not, here, but it's not. A great song.
There you That's go. What set Nas up. I don't know what you guys are listening to.
What? You never heard this version?
Fly me to the moon.
This is Billy Joel. I'm just fucking with you. Here you go. That was Billy Joel, New York State of Mind. Sorry, everyone. Great song.
Only good beat he ever rhymed on.
I'm gonna see you outside.
Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap. Where fake niggas don't make it back.
It's grimy.
I don't
know how to start this.
Now play that other song.
The sun's coming up.
I don't want to.
You're contemplating life. You're wondering if it's gonna take you under.
I wonder.
And you don't know.
Gonna take me under.
You don't know. But imagine you could smoke weed in the street without cops.
You can.
Harassing you.
He's like, you can now. Right now, right?
I don't know, man.
Can you play the Fugees joint?
Yes.
You know what we're all about to do.
I hope people like this and it's not just the four of us enjoying this.
Come on!
I think it's a good song. I just don't think... I think if we have...
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly.
So do we consider this? All right, hold on. I'm going to let it ride out. And then I have my discussion.
It's boom bap. What are you talking about? It's a hip hop.
Softly. With his song.
Come on, man.
This is why I still think New York State of Mind should be over.
That stays on the list.
All right, we are not going to agree. We put 50 in the club. And that is it. That is our list. Again, you can find this playlist on both Apple Music and Spotify. I'll put the links in the podcast description. Before we go, I probably should have done this before we turn the cameras off. Anything you guys want to say before we get out of here? Did you want to kick a freestyle?
You got a beat for me?
What do you need? Just say, everyone say their goodbyes, and then we'll get a little freestyling.
So I wanted to tell the people, if you don't agree with this list or if there's songs that we missed, put them in the comments. You'll see the post, the Will Wonder Pod on Instagram. Let your voice be heard. I want to hear what songs did we miss, what artists did we miss, yes. Which ones should take the place of Killing Me Softly, I guess. Let us know.
Mike, anything you got to say? Not Steady Rock, Mike.
Come on, Alex.
Yeah, shout out to my wife and my daughter. Glad to be here. This was dope. Hopefully you guys agree with the list mostly.
It's tough.
Yeah, Fugees, I'm not sure, but glad to be here.
Thank you.
And happy with the list overall.
Thank you.
Y'all are bugging.
Steady. I like that. Yep. Shout out to wifey. Shout out to the son and daughter. Manolo, he can actually recite New York State of Mind.
There you
One
go.
Of the first songs he
so
had
that's why you want it on.
No, no, it's just the Nas classic. If you ask anybody, like it's New York State of Mind.
Okay.
Right, and now he loves Rakim. Actually, Rakim. Guess who's back because of since Spider-Man. I mean, the new Spider-Man joint.
All right, you ready to kick this freestyle? We'll get out of here.
Bro, I'm not ready, but.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Will Wonder Pod, celebrating 50 years of hip hop with the one and only Steady Rock.
Look. Yeah, I'm happy, but kind of a little pissed.
New York State of Mind should have been on the list. When I rhyme, you know I'll outlast. We had to switch up a couple songs and add Outkast. That's okay, I love three stacks. Go to work tomorrow, about to make three stacks. Hey yo, you know I don't cry. Yeah, I'm from SLC, I feel like I'm from NY. Sitting down, freestyling, and I'm brown. Check it.
Thank you all so much for listening this week. Like I said on the intro, make sure to check out the first half of that Hip Hop 50 discussion on the Will Wonder Pod YouTube. Make sure to throw a like, a comment, share with your friends. Also, follow the pod on Instagram at the Will Wonder Pod. Follow me on Threads at the Will Wonder Pod. Yeah, that's something new since the last time we were here. And I guess Twitter is now X. I'm probably going to call it Twitter until it's not a thing anymore. DJ Will Wonder. Haven't been nearly as active on there since Threads popped up. But two most important things. Instagram, at the Will Wonder Pod. YouTube, the Will Wonder Pod. Make sure to vote for the Will Wonder Pod as best local podcast in City Weekly's Best of voting. Also, make sure to show some love to my guy, Dre Rocca, who, if you look up Best FM Radio Show, is on there with Unrestricted on KUUU 92.5 FM. And that's all I got today. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week. Make sure to, again, keep your eyes on the YouTube. We will have an interview next week with my good friend, owner of Acomi Clothing, Gabby Okito. See y'all next week. Peace.
This has been a March 15th Media production. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review the Will Wonder Pod. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace out.